If you're watching your kids scroll through life with their rapid-fire thumbs and a six-second attention span, you're not alone. Physician and filmmaker Delaney Rustin saw that with her own kids and learned that the average child spends 6.5 hours a day looking at screens. She wondered about the impact of all this and about the friction occurring in homes and schools around negotiating screen time, friction she knew all too well. In Screenagers, a film, Delaney takes a personal approach as she probes into the vulnerable corners of family life, including her own, to explore struggles over social media, video games, academics, and internet addiction through poignant and unexpectedly funny stories, along with surprising insights and from authors, psychologists, and brain scientists. Screenagers reveals how tech time impacts kids' development and offers solutions on how adults can empower kids to best navigate the digital world and find balance. There will be a screening of the film on December 1st at the Maple Avenue Middle School at 7 p.m. We are joined this morning by the filmmaker Delaney Rustin. We also are joined by Gina Karp, who currently teaches high school humanities and previously taught grades 1 through 8 at the Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs, who is sponsoring the screening as well. And good morning to Delaney and Gina. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to have you both on the program. Delaney, before we get to you, let's go to Gina and how this event came about of wanting to show this film to the people in the community.
I think the Waldorf educational community has been working with the issue of children and screens for a long time and very consciously, and has taken a fairly radical stance among educators, and is really grateful that there's a way that we can partner with other educators to bring consciousness and education to parents about teenagers and screen time.
This gives you an opening.
Definitely, yeah.
So, Delaney, tell us exactly how this all got started for you, where you thought, okay, this is going on with me. How can I tell this story and make it useful for other parents as well?
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw the writing on the wall that kids younger and younger were getting smartphones so they would have a computer on their body 24/7, and more homework was being assigned that would be online. Meanwhile, at home, we were really struggling and having arguments that hadn't existed before. And as a physician, I started thinking about what does all this screen time mean? And as a mom, I wanted to know what to do. And that's what led me to start down this path.
So in starting down that path, how hard did you have to look to find the answers to those questions? Were they readily apparent, or is it still a real puzzle?
You know, what was interesting to me is that I had been doing for over a decade films on mental health issues, which is challenging to get people to come forward and share their stories. And when I went to families who all across the board told me they were struggling with these issues, I said, oh, can I bring my camera and film? They were like, no. So I realized how private parenting is. And therefore, I really wanted whatever I could find about, you know, accurate science and whatnot, that I would bring it out in a way that people would come together in community and start having open conversations about what to do that would involve educators and kids themselves. So it's still a puzzle. You know, we have a lot more research that needs to be done. But the key thing that I'm just so happy that the film is doing, and as Jeannie mentioned, is how do we get everyone together and talk about what science does exist and what solutions exist around issues of parenting and what can be done in schools.
So when you look at what is happening in schools, are we doing enough, and is there a complete understanding as to what that is?
Well, I would just say one of the interesting things is if you look at overall big picture, all these one-to-one programs and screen time increasing in school in terms of computer programs, they has not shown any big effect on education. So that's discouraging, given the billions of dollars that have quickly infiltrated to make it all very much tech-heavy. The thing I really look at in the film are cell phones. And I have noticed a trend that schools are allowing younger and younger kids to have them. And my concern is that we're setting certain kids up for failure when we ask them to have self-control and not pull out their phones during different times during the classroom. And that's really a concern, because the key thing is we want to be teaching self-control, but we also want to give them the tools and the settings by which that they will feel empowered and successful.
And how do you see this play out, Gina, in the classroom?
In the classroom, we're actually very strict about cell phone use in our school, and nobody is allowed to have a cell phone through the eighth grade. And, you know, that's our ideal, and of course the reality that some children do, but it's so discouraged and not necessary that they're, you know, if they're turned off and at the bottom of somebody's backpack, that's okay, but they're not out. And in high school, I think that some of that culture carries forward into the high school. Mm-hmm. They're not present until after school. You see them all whipped out of every backpack and pocket after school, but not until then. And in fact, our high school students have to get an internet pass from a teacher to go on the internet at school.
And this is always a moving target, though, isn't it, Delaney? I mean, when you look at how technology changes and what is available, and you know, we weren't talking even about 5 or 6 years ago about all of this information, you know, that we can watch movies, that we can do all of this stuff online. And maybe it was just texting or just checking our email. So as technology changes, the slave aspect to these devices becomes even more so. It does change.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We've had the privilege to show the film, you know, a couple thousand places. It's been amazing. And one of the places was Pixar. Mm-hmm. And they mentioned to me about how technology changes, but by definition, it's made incredibly intuitive. So this idea of having to train kids to know technology and whatnot is silly, because it's always changing and they're very good at learning it. But the key thing, he said, is that they have a harder time finding the creatives, the people to do the designs, the story, than they do finding people to do actually computer programming. It was pretty, you know, it's a real wake-up call that we don't have to worry about the kids and the learning the technology. So that's one answer to that issue. And the other issue is, I think that technology actually is going to help us to parent and school around this if we become thoughtful. So, for example, there are now packets where kids can put their phones in little envelopes that the teacher can control, that it turns on and off. And that could be a way where, rather than, you know, blame and shame the kid who's in the corner on the phone, there's more of a system by which everyone's working together, and there's a time when phone comes on and time when it goes off, and they eliminate the sneaking. That's a part that is an example. And at our website, screenagersmovie.com, we really are all about having resources that are up to date to get to these questions of how is technology changing, what do we need to know about what our kids are doing, and then also how can we use the technology to help us to, you know, parent and educate better and decrease the stress and the fighting that's happening so often.
Yeah, because we are dealing with teenagers here, right? So you, you're just adding fuel to the fire, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one of the key things that I did in making Screenagers was make it a film that kids and teenagers felt that they would want to see and felt heard in the movie. And that's really been for me the biggest success, is that the whole goal is for kids and parents to come together. And constantly we hear about the discussions that continue afterwards and kids feeling like, wow, that film really expressed this point that I wanted to tell you, Mom. And I get it, Mom, how you're thinking about this science. I agree with you about the science. So no longer is it just this parent or a teacher yelling, you know, but it's this bigger picture now. And kids and teenagers are smart and they start to see it in a new light. So that's been really a really positive. And the other key thing, though, is that the film's really about a starting place. And we've developed Tech Talk Tuesdays. We're almost at 50 now. And it's about having these short conversations in our schools and in our homes that continue the conversations and calm proactive way, as opposed to what I was dealing with and so many families are doing, just reactive, in the moment, frustrated with their kid, back on their phone, rather than these another approach that's really working effectively.
The screening of the film takes place on Wednesday night. It's November 30th, right? November 30th, not December 1st. So November 30th. So if you see a poster that says December 1st, that's wrong. It's November 30th at the Maple. You'll be there November 30th, right, Delaney?
I won't, unfortunately.
Okay, all right.
But no.
You'll be there on the 1st, maybe. there'll be a screening on November 30th at the Maple Avenue Middle School at 7 o'clock in Saratoga. And you can find out more information. The website for Waldorf?
It's waldorfsaratoga.org.
waldorfsaratoga.org. And for you, Delaney?
Well, screenagersmovie.com.
And find out more information about the film. And as you say, you're really, it's been showing all over the place. And
We get big turnouts. So I'm sure it'll be a wonderful event in Saratoga. I really wish I could be there. And I'm a big advocate for the partnerships we've done with the Waldorf schools, really all about, you know, let's all bring our voices to the table. We do these things differently and we can learn from each other. And it's really been exciting to see this movement take force.
Wednesday, November 30th at the Maple Avenue Middle School at 7 p.m. in Saratoga, an event from the Waldorf School of Saratoga Springs. Gina and Delaney, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure
thank
to be on the program.
Thank you so much.
Again, you can find out more information and see links by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.